Elaine Masters, associate producer for the NPR podcast Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, speaks with Kelly Louise, executive director of Travel Plus Social Good. Volunteerism and ecotourism are buzzwords for the travel industry, but is tourism really improving lives? Kelly Louise works to help the industry take action to ensure that local communities are helped through tourism. The organization's mission statement, "Our goal is to build the travel industry of the future, one in which sustainable travel acts as the catalyst for solving the world's most pressing issues." Kelly speaks about the invitation-only Travel Plus Social Good Summit at the United Nations headquarters in New York City, and how she, a millennial traveler, became involved in how the group is working with local hubs in 23 countries around the world. Now let's join Elaine Masters and Kelly Louise.
I'm Elaine Masters. I am sitting here with Kelly Louise, who is the executive director of TravelPlusSocialGood.org. And we're going to be talking about how you can match travel and social good in a very real way. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about exactly what the organization is?
We are a nonprofit that is aimed at propelling the travel industry to meet its potential for global positive impact. To unpack that a little bit, essentially right now if you travel and you spend $100 abroad, on average, less than $10 of that will go back into the local community. So people think of tourism as this really incredible thing that funds entire economies and supports entire communities. But really, there's so much potential that is lacking within the industry. So we are a global community of change makers who are passionate about transforming the industry into a force for good.
It sounds huge. How do you bring it down to a local, impactful, meaningful experience?
We have hubs, which are essentially local chapters of our organization. And through the hubs, every city has its own community that a team of coordinators will be building. And we encourage them to host an event about on a monthly basis, but it's really up to their discretion. And everything that they're doing with the work within their community is completely up to their own discretion. So I'm based in New York City, and we have 23 hubs all over the world. From our hub in New York City to one in LA to one in Bogota or Dubai or Tel Aviv, there's no way that I could sit there in New York City and speak for them. So every team of coordinators works with their own community to create and host these events in order to transform their city into a capital of sustainable travel in the way that is best for their own city.
I want to get back to those hubs and talk about the work that they're doing. But this organization has only been around since 2013, and you started through a summit and with a very large global player, the UN. Can you talk about how that happened?
So Travel Plus Social Good originally launched in 2013 in partnership with the UN Foundation and also Plus Social Good. And originally we launched as a summit, which was essentially a conference to kind of address these problems within the industry and say, why is there so much potential that nobody is really talking about? And we had more than 250 different travel professionals come together, and also nonprofit organizations, people in the tech industry, just different angles to potential solutions to help propel the travel industry forward. And all of these people came together, and the event was hosted as a design thinking sort of conference. So we really wanted to create actionable, concrete goals that came out of this instead of just talking at a community. And the overwhelming response to this was that this was amazing. What are we going to do next? And so today we are a fully functioning nonprofit that is an entity of its own, and we have different initiatives that we work with through our community, our local communities, and then also through the Global Summit to propel the industry to be more sustainable.
So how did you get involved? You have a background in journalism. You are a traveler, and you were based in New York. So I imagine all of those things came together to a perfect point of serendipity.
So I originally met the founder, actually. He was speaking at a conference that I was at. We grabbed coffee a week or so later, and then he asked me to be on a panel that they were organizing during Social Media Week. And then shortly after that, the hub for New York City was launching as well. So I fell in very quickly. I think there was about six or seven of us or so that he kind of just put in a room originally, and he was like, we have this idea for hubs, run with it. And we were all like, cool, let's see where this goes. And we didn't really have a concrete idea of what we were doing, but we all knew that we were passionate about this. We floundered around for a little bit, and then we just jumped into our first event. Our soft launched was at the New York Travel Fest, and we had a mini panel / workshop. And then through the past year, the New York City Hub has grown into, the goal again is to host one event every month. I think that over the next 2 months or so, the New York City Hub is hosting about 7 events.
Oh my gosh.
So they're doing a ton of really cool stuff. Between, we'll be at New York Travel Fest again this year. They're leading classes and different workshops. They're having an event before the New York Travel Fest. So there's just cool stuff that they have their hands on with a bunch of different projects.
And you said there were 23 mm-hmm. hubs around the world. How did that grow so quickly?
I think that one of the coolest things about Travel for Social Good is that it is all-inclusive, and it's just a platform to include different people who are all passionate about sustainable travel in some way, and it helps to create a platform that celebrates these people and also connect the dots between them. So these communities are already forming worldwide. There's already tour operators or hotels that are doing really great things within the travel industry, and it's really about kind of creating communities for them to have a support system to work with one another, because there is such a great need for it. People find it. And one of my favorite things that I hear all the time is people find Travel for Social Good and they're like, oh my God, I found my home. Mm-hmm. And so it's something that we're searching for, and you might not know that you're searching for it, but travel is transformative. And to have travel be transformative in such a way that is very purpose-driven, I think that is very, very exciting to people. And so we have people approaching us, which I'm always very humbled by. Last week, I spoke with someone in Sao Paulo. They already have a team that they formed of 4 coordinators. I spoke with someone who is in Peru, and I spoke with, we're launching a hub in Lisbon. So there's a ton of different people who are just coming together, and they're all in that same headspace and working toward that same mission. And it's really just a way to kind of connect the dots and turn it into a global community.
I know, wanderlust, who doesn't have it? But not all of us can get to Africa or some of the places that are more popular or more well-known for voluntourism. But you found something else that's more local.
Mm-hmm. I think that one of our big pushes with Travel Plus Social Good is that people think about voluntourism and they think about Africa, or people think about ecotourism and they think about Costa Rica. It's great if you want to go on those sort of trips, but it's such a small part of the travel industry. And most people hear voluntourism and they're like, that's great, but I want to go on a vacation. Americans get 2 weeks of vacation on average. And honestly, going to Africa isn't necessarily something that is always at the top of their priorities. So our push isn't toward ecotourism or voluntourism or any of those kind of off projects of the travel industry. We're really geared toward talking about the future of the travel industry, which does have to be more sustainable. So we talk about cities in a sustainable light. When most people travel, they're going to a city. There's no reason that you can't go to New York City or come to San Diego or go to Shanghai. Like, that should be sustainable. It should be supporting that local economy. It should be celebrating that culture and bringing together different people so that you can really get to know that community so much better. And then you're also supporting them at the same time.
So I'm thinking, as a traveler, for example, I'm going to Hong Kong and I want to connect with social good in that kind of a place, or in Shanghai or someplace. How would I get involved in that? Is it something that you are organizing through the hubs, or are there going to be resource pages? How can it impact an individual traveler, or is it more organization-based?
So Travel Plus Social Good, we're predominantly B2B. So we are working mostly with businesses. And so from kind of the business angle of it, if you are a traveler and you're working within the travel industry and you want to connect with other like-minded travelers, I think that the local hubs are a really great way to find that community of innovators and change makers within the industry. But if you're just a traveler and you're looking for a way to kind of to give back and support a community, and I don't even want to say give back necessarily, it should just be integrated into your lifestyle. Just shop local, shop somewhere that you know is supporting that community, that's paying their employees fairly, that has a system for how they're recycling, and just it's kind of about being aware of all of these different things that go into the different parts of a business, like social goods should be integrated into that. And I think that you do see a rise with that. That's why brands like Tom's are successful, or Warby Parker, where it's just like, hey, like, buy some glasses and help someone on the other side of the world by buying something that's cute. Mm-hmm. So I think that you're seeing more businesses that are purpose-driven. And the easiest way to do that, whether you're home or abroad, I think is often just to shop local.
I love it because not everybody's going to want to go and build a mud hut or dig a well because maybe they are not able to. And this is a new way to wrap your head around travel also. It can be locally based or community based or county based or state based.
It also creates so much more empathy with that culture because you're not going somewhere and giving them handouts. Yeah. People in Africa don't need handouts. They're like one of my best friends, he lives in Johannesburg, and he is one of the most talented photographers that I know. And he always shows me all of this really cool art and culture that's coming out of South Africa. And I'm like, whoa, you guys are putting New York City to shame half the time. So it's really like, it's more about seeing those different cultures and appreciating them on a local level and just eye to eye.
I'd like to come to your story a little bit. You spent quite a bit of time traveling and you were in Uganda for a while.
I always knew that I wanted to travel and that I wanted to work with nonprofits. And I graduated from college and most people told me that that was cute. just because traveling, and I'm a photographer as well. So those are two kind of very hard industries to break into. And then also to be like, I want to work with nonprofits and change the world. and I think that comes across as very ambitious, but I just had my heart set on it. So after I graduated, I had this opportunity to go to Uganda, and I worked with a sustainable tourism company down there. And that sustainable tourism company funds a medical center. And as an aside, both of my parents were in the medical industry. And I always grew up saying that I never wanted to do anything related to medicine at all. And actually, most of the nonprofits that I've worked with have been within the medical industry. But so it was a cool way to explore a different culture from the medical side of it. I was going into the medical center, but then also the local hospital, and then also the people who couldn't afford any sort of medical care at all, and interviewing people and just trying to find the root of what was going on in that community just by interviewing as many people as possible. So that was my first big project that I worked on. And then that snowballed into what is now my blog, and then also my work with Travel Plus Social Good. And everything that I do is kind of integrated into travel and social good in some way.
So you have to tell us how to find you online.
So Travel Plus Social Good, we're at travelsocialgood.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter at Travel Plus Good. And then my own travel writing and photography, I'm at Kelly Travels, and that's Kelley Travels.
And that's across all the platforms?
Yes.
Where are you off to next? What is your next big project?
My next big project is the global team right now is working on our next global summit, which will be this May in New York City. We're hosted by the United Nations headquarters. So that will be May 12th and 13th. It's our first two-day summit. The first day will be geared toward experiential tours around New York City. So we can skip the conversation about what is sustainable tourism. We're just going to show our attendees who the tour operators who are doing it already. And then day two will be a full day of design thinking and different workshops and activations that are steered at our overarching theme of how do we mainstream sustainable travel.
And these are leaders. These are actionable people who are involved in the industry itself that are coming to New York for this event. Are they coming from around the world?
This is our first invite-only summit. We do have an application on our website, but everyone that we are working with, we're trying to find the decision-makers and the leaders within the industry. And it will also be broadcast. We're going to be live-streaming it as well, so everyone has access to it. But the idea is that we want to bring in different leaders within the industry, whether they are established travel industry leaders or entrepreneurial travel or nonprofit or tech-focused, just, again, different sides of ways that we could solve this problem And the idea is that by bringing in these leaders that we can create actionable change for the summit and to propel the travel industry to be more sustainable.
There's also a section on blogs and storytelling mm-hmm. that for those of us that are interested in sharing our story as we go out into the world and to relate to the world and each other more is very helpful and interesting. And you have one particular story that's about connections.
That story was actually written by one of our media network members. And our media network is, we just launched it in January. It's a group of about 40 content creators worldwide. And these are traditional journalists and then also new media journalists like bloggers or social media influencers or videographers. And the common thread between all of these content creators is that they are passionate about sustainable travel. So they work together to cross-promote one another. And they're already writing really cool content. This particular story that you're referring to is worth reading. It was written by the bloggers behind Uncornered Market. And the media network really just serves as a way for us to promote those stories and then cross-promote with one another as well.
So one more time, tell us the blog.
So the website is travelsocialgood.org, and there's different headers at the top. There's a section about all of our different projects that we're working on. There's a section for the blog. There's also a whole header that is devoted to talking about the summit, and that has the application in that section. And then on Twitter and Instagram, we are Travel Plus Good.
Thank you so much. I've been speaking with Kelly Louise. It's a real honor. I wish you great success with all your projects. Travel on.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Associate Producer and Guest Host, Elaine Masters, interviewing Kelly Louise, Executive Director of TravelPlusSocialGood.org.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning.